Praise the Lord. I just want to say tonight, as we were, was Jesus here during the worship or what? We should have a better amen than that. Wow. That was good. That was so good. So good. So confirming. You know, as we were singing that song, "You Are Holy, Lord of All," I saw the Lord. I remember when I was seeking God to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How many have ever been there? Amen. Seeking the Lord to be filled with the Holy Spirit. This isn't what I'm preaching on, but I was just crying out to the Lord, and I would go to work on the railroad, and during my lunch hour, I would crawl in back of this warehouse and hide behind some pallets, and I threw my lunch away, and I would just sit there, and I would just call upon the Lord, asking God, fill me with your presence, Lord. Fill me with your presence, Lord. And so one Saturday, the man that led me to Christ brought his pastor up from Danbury, Wisconsin, and they came up, and he laid hands on me, and when he did, I saw the Lord. I mean, I literally saw the glory of the Lord. I saw, like, the best I can explain it is liquid light coming down out of heaven in a waterfall about that big. It hit my head. It went down to the bottom of my feet, and like electricity, it filled me until I thought my head was going to blow off. And God filled me that day with his presence, with his glory. That's for us, amen? God is so good. He's so amazing. He's so wonderful. You know, I'm going to share with you tonight some thoughts that I have on Psalm 57. And the other day, I was sitting in my camper, and I was kind of breaking it in a little bit for the year out there with my cup of coffee. And I'm just talking to the Lord, and I'm reading Psalm 57. And I came across where it says, "Awake my soul and sing." Wow. And then, and I thought of that song, "Awake my soul and sing." How many ever heard that song? Sing his praise aloud. This is so confirming tonight. God, all the songs that we had are just confirmations. Why don't you jump down to like verse 6 for me, if you would. There it is. No, next verse, 7, I'm sorry. And so maybe I'm just shooting from the hip tonight, I don't know. And he's crying out in a time when he's going through things. Harley talked a little bit tonight about going through things just for a second. But, I'm going through some things in my life right now. How many can identify with what I'm saying? You're going through some stuff. There's difficulties come up. You know, and David says, in spite of everything that was going on, we could read the other verses, but we won't read them. And he went through a whole lot more, I think, than I'll ever go through. But he says, "My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast." God wants that for his people. He wants that for you tonight. I really feel like the Lord wants to convey to us. He wants us to be steadfast in our heart with him. Standing, no matter what. Paul talked about it in whatever book it was. I don't even remember. He said, he says, "When I came to you," he said, I had all of these bad circumstances surrounding me, and I had fears within. How many have ever had fear? Huh? But you can still be steadfast, even when you have fear. He says, you know what? I'm pressing on. I'm going to reach the goal. I'm going for the crown. I'm not going to give up. And so he says, "My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises." Now Steve's going to come up and sing a solo. So let me just say, Harley, are you going to sing? You know, we need to command our soul. If David said, bless the Lord, O my soul, if he commanded his soul to bless the Lord, we can command our soul to sing praise to God. You know, I want to just kind of revisit a testimony I had the last time I preached. I don't know how long. It's been a few weeks, I think. But and so those of you who have heard it, just kind of bear with me because there's an ending to it this time. But David said, I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises. I am so glad that God has allowed me my entire Christian life to be in a church where people were free to praise. Uninhibited. Didn't matter the churches I was in, if you were crazy or not, you just praise the Lord. Oh, look at that crazy person. Look at them praising the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when we get to heaven, God is never going to say to anybody, you know, you just sang too much. You know what? You sang my praises way too much. You're way too zealous for me. That's not what's going to be said, because God is delighted with our praise. But I really feel like it is time, church, to sing his praise. To sing his praise. Not just his praise with literal song, but to begin to, our life is a song that God has written, and he has composed music for it. And if we'll let him, it will sing. It will sing, but we need to command ourselves to sing praise. Now, I'm all for praising the Lord. I'm all for worshiping. I love to worship the Lord. I love the worship that takes place here. It's awesome. It's incredible. We should give the worship team a hand clap. Because I'll tell you what. Because it's good, and I appreciate that labor, because it's amazing. It's an amazing thing. You can go around and you can look in places, and you can't find in a lot of places what you find here. I just want to tell you the truth. I've been out. I get around once in a while, but Harley and Jan got me all locked up here and all, so I don't get out anymore. I don't want to sing too much praise here, but I'm thankful for you, Harley, and I'm thankful for Jan. I'm thankful for this opportunity. I appreciate you. I'll have to tell you how much I appreciate you sometime. Anyway, so a few weeks back, I shared a story how it's kind of funny, but, and I'll do my best to get through this real quick and try to get to the word here, but my wife come home from the Salvation Army one day, and she says, you know, there's a guy that I'm working with down there, and he said that your name is in an obituary, and you're going to officiate at a celebration of life. I says, what? Nobody told me, so I quickly dismissed that as quick as I could. And the next day, I was out with my cousin. I was having breakfast at Perkins, and who walks in but that man? He says, hey, Brian. He says, I see you're officiating at, this guy's name is Cannonball. Maybe some of you know him. So you're officiating at Cannonball's celebration of life. I said, no, I'm not. He goes, yes, you are. It says right here. He says, I'll get my phone, I'll show you. And he showed me, and I started to get a little bit angry because nobody asked me. I don't know how my name got in there. Jerry, I have no idea. But my name got in there. And so I just did my best to push it out of my mind. I don't know how God does this stuff, but he just does it. He's God. So a couple weeks later, week and a half later, I'm going into Menards. I'm coming out. I go through the cash register, and on the way out, I bump into a guy I haven't seen in a long time. Oh, Brian, how's it going? Da, 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 da. He's talking. He says, oh, he says, by the way, he says, I see you're officiating at a celebration of life for Cannonball. I says, yeah, I keep hearing that. I says, I'm the first one that hasn't been told. And so anyway, long story short, I just want to give praise to God. All right, I want to give praise to the Lord. And I did my best to get out of it. And finally, Lisa got on me and she says, you better call the funeral home. And so I waited till she was gone. And then I called the funeral home. And I left a message and I talked with a lady. I wasn't real nice to her. kind of got on her case about it. And the guy called, he was apologizing. And he says, but don't worry. He says, I thought that they had your permission. And I said, but we got someone else to do it. And I just felt this check in my spirit because I had prayed. And I want you to be encouraged. I had prayed and I'd asked God, okay, God, what do you want? You know, even though we're fearful, even though there's things that we don't want to do, that it's not pleasing to us, it might be pleasing to the Lord. And I prayed, I asked God, I says, God, you know, if you really want me to do this, you know, show me, I'll do it if you want me to do it. And then I quickly rephrased it and I said, if they want me to do it, I'll do it. And so I said, well, is there anything I can do? Because he had already got somebody else to fill in. Well, he says, the family would really like you to do it. And I said, okay, I'll do it. And then he says, by the way, he says, it's at the log cabin bar. So, I mean, you know, other than to eat a couple of times, I haven't set foot in a tavern in 40 years it's been. And so anyway, I consented to do it. God gave me a peace in my heart. I went to the log cabin tavern in Superior. Steve, you've been down there? Yeah. And went down to that tavern, and I started pulling the parking lot, and I'm looking down the highway, and there's cars lined up down the highway. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I get in the parking lot. It's jammed. We get in. You can barely get in the door, and there's standing room only in this place. Long story short, I have never in my life did a funeral celebration of life. Like, I have never. Maybe you have. Maybe you've been to one. I don't know. Raise your hand if you've been to one like that in a tavern. Okay? There's stuff in there that Lisa has pictures, but I won't let her show them to you, and I won't say what was in there. They had an altar all set up, and there's just like everything under the sun in that place. But I want to just say, God gave me such a peace. I got such a warm welcome. This man that had died, his son, recognized me right away. I said, well, have I met you? He goes, no, but I've met you. And anyway, he remembered me, Harley, from 30 years ago when I went up to the Douglas County Jail and I sang and played guitar. Sang and played guitar, Steve. And I preached, and he remembered that. And when it came time for me to go up there and preach, he gave me a welcome that actually got the roar inside that tavern down to about a quarter of what it was. And I got the chance to, for 15 minutes, to preach the gospel of Christ. I would say, yeah, praise the Lord. I am so thankful. That is an awesome privilege that, you know, I would have passed up because I did not want to do it. But it was time. It's like God grabbed me by the back of the neck and said, okay, now sing. Sing. Sing my praise. And I was able to do that. And, you know, God was so gracious to me. There were people that kind of stood up close to the altar where all that stuff was, and they listened. They listened about to what Jesus Christ did in my life. This man's son, he got up there and he started to sing my praise, and I let it go on for about 30 seconds, and I jumped up on the platform and I got to the microphone as fast as I could. And I said, I just want to tell you it hasn't always been that way. But I says, because I've asked Jesus Christ to come into my life, he has changed me. I stand here today a changed man. And there's many of the people in that place that knew me from my old days when I drugged and I drank with them. And so I am so thankful to God. It was an awesome privilege. I just had to give praise to the Lord because, Clinton, I never stand up on Sunday. I never take the microphone to give a testimony. But I have to praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. And I just want to say this in light of this scripture, because Kirsten, I don't know if you picked the songs out tonight or how that all went, but I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost is talking to us. It's time to worship him. It's time to praise him. And with song, yes, but with our testimony, with our life. Amen. It's time. It's time. I really feel like some things are going to change. When I walked out the door of that tavern, one guy stopped me. He remembered me. He said, "Hey, Brian," he said, "put me in your book." So he wants me to do his funeral. But I says, what? He goes, "Put me in your book." I says, "Well, how are you doing?" He goes, "Well, I'm drinking now, but put me in your book." I'll tell you, church, God, if we'll listen to him, Paul, God is going to blow our minds at the places he's going to take us, the things that we're going to do. I was thinking about when you're going to move the coffee night outside. What an opportunity. What an opportunity for God to touch lives. I mean, I really feel like it's time to sing his praise in our lives. Isn't that an old saying, like when you get somebody and make them squeal, tell a secret that you make them sing? We've been keeping it secret for a long time. And God's going to make us sing. He made me sing. I got roped into that thing. You know, because God knew I wouldn't do it any other way, because I'm not going in there. But he roped me into it. And he's going to rope us into things, but we need to learn to go willingly with him. Amen? Now, that's, to me, that's exciting. I'm excited. I'm so thankful. But it is time to sing praise. So, Steve, you coming up? Sing that song now? Okay. All right. Next week? Well, Sunday. Okay. All right. Church, it's time to sing his praise. It's time. God is going to begin to change things. There's a shift. I'm not a, like I said before, I'm not a prophet. I don't claim to be one, but I believe God is going to begin to shift things. When God changes things, read Psalm 104 when he talks about how God causes the earth to dry up and all of the animals languish for water. And they pass away and the grass passes away. And then it says that God, you renew the face of the ground, you cause it to rain. There's something coming. I can't explain it, but there's something coming. God is going to do something. Because God will be praised in all the earth. His glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We are carrying the glory of the Lord. Amen. 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 So it's time to sing his praise. Second thing I just want to talk about here is, he says, awake my glory, awake my soul. That's our soul. And then I want to just talk about this for a minute. Awake harp and lyra. Did I say that right? Is that, Seth, is that all you say it? Or is it lyre? Awake lyre. Okay. Okay, so this is just kind of off the cuff here tonight, but your life, my life, we're like an instrument that God has made. We're like a flute. We're like a trombone. Some of us are like a big, what is that, a cello? Some of us are like a tuba. Some of us are like a guitar, a harp. And God has shaped us and formed us and fashioned us to sing his praise, to make praise to him. And he says, awake, awake, awake. And I just want to say tonight, awake, harp, awake, lyra, awake, musical instruments, awake. It's time to praise the Lord. It's time to give him honor and glory for what he's done in our life. He has done great things, great, great things. Steve's so excited he can't hardly sit still. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to sing it, and we're going to sing it every day. And, you know, this instrument that God has made right here, I'm up here singing right now. This instrument that God has made, it's no, if I won't yield to his hand to play, It's not going to make anything. It's not going to do a thing. You know, the scripture talks about, when it talks about tongues in the book of Corinthians chapter 14, it says, you know, how can people respond to something if a flute doesn't play a distinct sound? Sometimes we're not playing a very distinct sound of who Jesus is and what he's done in our life. And I know that's a little bit out of context, but God wants to grab a hold of us and play. We need to let the Holy Spirit have his way in our life. Amen? Amen. Let him have his way. I don't want to get too spiritual because sometimes I do that. But it's time to awake. Let God be the one that grabs a hold of our life and sing his praise. Bring forth his praise in all the earth. That's what he wants to do. I want to read something. I know that, let's see here. Yeah, I'll read it here. There's an old poem, and I know that most of you know it, but for those of you that have not heard it, I want to read it to you. Oh, here it is. Look at somebody and say, I sure hope he knows what he's doing. So this is an old poem, and like I say, probably most of you, maybe not, but The Touch of the Master's Hand. How many ever heard that? The Touch of the Master's Hand. Yeah. Powerful. So listen to this. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it was scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. What am I bidding, good folks, he cried. Who start the bidding for me? A dollar? A dollar. Then two. Only two? $2? And who'll make it three? $3 once? $3 twice. Going for three? But no. From the room far back, a gray-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. And wiping off the dust from the old violin and tightening the loose strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as caroling angels sing. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, what am I bid for the old violin? And he held it up with the bow. $1,000? And who'll make it two? 2,000. Who'll make it three? 3,000 once, 3,000 twice. And going and gone, said he. The people cheered, but some of them cried, we do not quite understand what changed its worth. Swift came the reply, the touch of the master's hand. You getting the picture? We need to let the master play our life to the world. And he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. Say amen. Amen. He will do it. We just have to yield to him. And oh, you think, but I'm afraid, or I struggle with this. Brian, you don't understand. I always struggle with that. So do I. So do I. But when we yield to the Lord, we get peace. If we don't, there's no peace. Amen. And then it says here, I'll just finish this. Many a man with a life out of tune and battered and scarred with sin, is auctioned cheap to the thoughtless crowd, much like at the old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, going twice, he's going and almost gone, but the master comes, and the foolish crowd never can quite understand the worth of a soul, the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand. You know, I don't know how many people I preach to. Half the crowd that I was preaching to on that particular day at that celebration of life, half of them were bikers. I was wondering if I'm going to get out of here. But I don't know how many will get a hold of that message, what kind of ground that is. If many of them never quite understood what I was saying. But God knows. God wants to touch their lives. I really feel the Lord wants to encourage us tonight. We are going to be what Jesus designed us to be. He has designed us to sing his praise. He has designed you and I to be played by his hand. You know, I can honestly say that's exactly what God did to me. He played me. He played me in more ways than one. He played me. He really did. I am thankful to God. You know, praise the Lord. I would have been happy tonight if we would have just kept singing. But it sounded like Kirsten was having a hard time with her voice. But I would have just kept singing and praising God. It's so beautiful. It's so amazing. And then the last thing I want to touch on here. David said this. He says, I myself will awaken the dawn. David didn't say, I'm gonna wait for dawn to awaken me. He says, I will awaken the dawn. You know, I heard Laura's dad say this one time. Sometimes in life, we're so busy letting life happen to us instead of us happening to life. That morning time, and I know that a lot of you here are not morning people. I'm a morning guy. I like morning. My wife, I don't know if she likes morning or not. I don't think so. A lot of people are night owls, but the picture here is for us is that we find that place with him. That time alone, early bird catches the worm. We have that time, the old hymn sings, I come to the garden alone. Alone. When the door is shut and the world is not there. And we come and we sit and while the dew's still on the roses. Wow. It's powerful. You know, there we praise him and we have our rehearsal before the Lord for what we're going to do out there in life. Amen. Every day. We come and we sit with God. And I know, I can hear little arguments in our heads, but you know, Brian, I just can't come and just sit. I have to talk and I have to tell God, welcome to the club. But if we can come and just sit and don't say I can't because we can. We can come and listen to Big Mouth Brian for a half an hour. So we can come and we can sit and we can listen to God. Paul, that's when God talks to me the most, is when I'm just sitting, listening. I get quiet and I just sit there and I come expecting. You know, Paul was sharing on Sunday and I just wasn't that a good message. He was sharing, hey, you lack wisdom, ask God. Ask God. Ask God about what's going on in life. Ask the Lord, what's in front of me today, Lord? Go with me. Play me. Let me sing your praise. Spend time with him while the dew's still on the roses, while it's still fresh and clean and all the distractions. We can find a place and we can do it. Say this with me. I can do it. I can do it. Pastor Paul Youngie Cho. Harley, you've heard of him. Big church, kind of big, I guess. I don't know, it's still the biggest church in the world, isn't it? I don't know. In South Korea, they have a prayer mountain every day. I don't know if he still does it. He's probably our age. He probably can't get out of bed anymore. But every morning, 4 a.m., they meet for prayer in the mountain. He said, we set our alarm clocks. The alarm clock goes off. He says, and my wife and I and my children run down the hall shouting, I can do, I can do, I can do. So it takes some discipline. It takes some discipline in our life. But it's worth it to be with Jesus. Oh, to be with him. Oh. There's nothing like it. It's so precious. Yep. I myself will awaken the dawn. And so let's end with this. I will give thanks to you, Lord. Not just in church, but where? Among the people. I will sing praises to you among the nations. Amen. Stand to your feet with me, will you please? You know, God absolutely is for you. He's with you all the way. I know that in this room, because you're a human being like I am, there's people that are going through stuff. Some of you just feel like, oh, I just don't know if I can even make it. I don't know if I can do it. I can't breathe, God. David said, my heart is steadfast, oh God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing your praise. I will praise you, Lord. I will forever walk with you. I am yours forever. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to awaken this instrument that he's made. I command it to be awakened, be responsive to the Lord. Yeah, I will awaken the dawn. I'm done letting life happen to me. I'm going to happen to life. I'm going to be that interruption in the world's circumstances. That's what God wants for us. Yeah. So be blessed tonight. You are blessed of the Lord. You know, you don't even understand. I don't even understand what a blessing we are in the earth. When God called, here I am preaching and you're on your feet. When I'm getting too comfortable again. When God called Abraham, he says, you know, I have called you and I'm going to bless you because you're going to be a blessing in the earth. What a thing to be able to sing the praise of the Lord to the world around us. And he's going to do it. You know, you can't really kick doors open because that doesn't work too good. But we need to listen to God. Harley, it's all yours. Okay, all right. Well, love you all. Jesus, bless them. Fill them with your presence, Lord. God, we thank you. I pray that you take what I've shared tonight, God, and just open up our hearts to hear what you're saying, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Look at that.